Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Clock Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley behind the glass. You guys with us. 215-592-9494 on a Thursday night here. Luckily for all of us, the Phillies are rained out today, so we're going to watch a bunch of strikeouts and listless offense. We'll get to the Phillies because I'm very disappointed with one individual in particular with this franchise right now. So we'll get to the Phillies. A great win for the Sixers last night. Almost blew it, but a win they needed against a shorthanded Nets team. And, of course, we're 2 weeks away from the start of the 2021 NFL draft. And that's where I want to start tonight, with the Eagles, the draft, 2 weeks from tonight, 12th overall pick. And then, you know, there's some rumors and thoughts out there. Maybe they could trade back up. They could do this. Let's just, for a second, say they stay at 12. And if the Eagles stay at 12, I'm going to say something right now that I really want to know how you feel on this, because I feel very strongly about something when it comes to this draft and everything we've been talking about and all these mock drafts that are out there and all this perception of what the Eagles need to do at number 12. And I'm going to tell you what they need to not do at number 12. I feel like the Philadelphia Eagles should not draft a wide receiver. I believe it would be a mistake for the Eagles to draft a wide receiver at number 12, that they should pass on that position, number 12. And I understand, like, I get how bad the receiving core has been, how it has been a difficult spot for them to figure out and have a star there and a number one. I watch the same wide receiver core that you have for Sunday after Sunday for a couple seasons. I know what is there, and yet I still don't want to take a wide receiver. And I'm going to tell you why, but I just look at it and I say, just flat out this way, wide receivers early in drafts are not how you win in the NFL. Like, we've come up with this thing in our heads that wide receiver, individual wide receivers win anything in pro football. They really don't. The history of it says they don't. Some of the best receivers of all time have won nothing. And the best receivers in the NFL now, most of them were drafted well after the pick the Eagles have. Like, think about teams that draft wide receivers in the top 10 or around that range and tell me what they win. Tell me how often those guys actually lead to winning something. I mean, it's not very often. I mean, Julio Jones has won nothing in his career. Calvin Johnson won nothing in his career. You can go on and on about receivers taken highly that don't win a thing, don't come close to being championship wide receivers, or even guys that are on winning teams very often. It's not a position for one individual guy that leads to a lot of winning, and you can find wide receivers throughout the draft. So let's just go through why I don't want to take one at number 12. The two guys that are going to possibly be there at number 12, right? The two players we've talked about the most, especially when the Eagles traded down. When they moved up from 6 to 12, they pretty much removed themselves from the Ja'Marr Chase discussion, but they put themselves squarely in the Jaylen Waddle, Devonta Smith discussion. Devonta Smith, incredible season last year, Heisman Trophy winner. He's also 170 pounds, okay? I am not a very big man, but you know what I know I am? I know I'm much smaller than every NFL player, except when Devonta Smith gets to the NFL. He won't weigh that much more than me. That's a problem. And you could tell me, well, yeah, I mean, he played well at Alabama and he won a Heisman at 170 pounds or whatever he actually is. It's way different playing at Alabama with a bunch of other five-star recruits than it is playing in the NFL being pressed by a 200-pound cornerback. I am not certain Devonta Smith will be a special wide receiver in the NFL. So I'm not using a premium pick on him. Jaylen Waddle, really good player, really explosive. I like Waddle more than I do Devonta Smith. I think Waddle could be a Tyreek Hill kind of player if he reaches his ceiling. But at number 12 for a receiver under 6 feet tall, we're going to go with the speed route at receiver again, a short, speedy guy. Didn't we just do this last year with the 20th pick? with 20, you know, with last year with Jalen Reagor. I mean, I know Waddle is a better player, but we just did this. We just did this. And the Eagles have poured a lot of picks in a wide receiver the last few years. I mean, if you look up and down their roster right now, I bet you could say the youngest position group is wide receiver. It's all they've done is draft wide receivers in the last few years that are young, and we don't really know what they have yet. We don't know about Reagor yet. I think we have a pretty good idea Ortega Whiteside can't play, but his career's not over yet. Quez Watkins, John Hightower, we don't know yet. Travis Fulgham, who arrived here last year, a young player still, we don't know yet. How about giving the new coaching staff, brand new scheme, brand new offense, brand new coach, play caller, how about giving those guys a chance here to build something and to see if they can get more out of the wide receiving core? Like, if you think about teams that draft receiver after receiver after receiver in the first round, you know what I think of? I think in the Lions with Matt Millen. I mean, that's what it is. Like, you're becoming the Lions. Winning teams don't draft receivers over and over and over again with high premium picks. They draft offensive linemen. They draft defensive linemen. So when we look at number 12 and all this talk about Jalen Waddle and Devonta Smith and you got to get more weapons, it's not fantasy football. It's not. It's real-life football. And in real-life football, defensive linemen win games. And offensive linemen help you win games. And quarterbacks win football games. Wide receivers are the icing on the cake. They're not the substance. And I think we've lost our compass because we always do this, right? We are just desperate for good wide receiver play in Philadelphia and have been for a long time that we're ignoring. They just took a receiver in the first round last year. Now we want to do it again? 215-592-9494. I don't want the Eagles to take a receiver in the first round. Are you with me on this? Or do you disagree? You think I'm crazy and they got to take Smith or Waddle? I don't want either of them. At number 12, I don't want to draft a wide receiver. And I think the Eagles make it a big mistake if they go this route. They just took a receiver last year. They spent a second-round pick the year before that on wide receiver. They have spent pick after pick the last few years, high picks, on offensive skill players. To 2019, they used a second-round pick on Miles Sanders. They used a second-round pick on J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. 2018, their first pick that year was a tight end in Dallas Goedert. Last year, their first pick was a wide receiver. So in the last 3 years, in the first two rounds, they've taken tight end, running back, wide receiver, four offensive skill players. You know what I'm not, you notice I'm not mentioning their defensive linemen. You know, I'm not mentioning pass rusher. I'm not mentioning things that actually lead to winning. Yes, there was one offensive lineman in that group that was Dillard a couple years ago, and that's been poor so far. But like the resources this team has used on weapons, it's been a lot. I mean, it's been most of their high picks have gone to weapons the last couple of years. They got to start evening this thing out. So number one, I'm not sold on Smith or Waddle to be great players. Number two, they've used a lot of picks on young receivers. Let's give them a chance to develop with a new coaching staff. Number three, let me throw this out there. If you go and look at where the best receivers come from in the NFL, They typically don't come from this high in the draft. I mean, you could give me the greats, right? The Calvin Johnson back in the day, Julio Jones. I mean, there's some good ones that have come high in draft, but those guys are special. Like, we're talking about 6'5 wide receivers that are physical beasts. I'm not talking about Jalen Waddle of 5'10 or Devonta Smith, who weighs, you know, not that much more than I do. Like, that's not what's happening across, you know, the NFL drafts. And last year, right, if you go back and look at last year, the top, let's say the guys that had 100 catches last year, you know, your top receivers. Last season, 8 NFL players caught at least 100 passes. Tucker, do you know how many of those 8 top receivers in the NFL, at least 100 catches last year, were drafted in with a top 12 overall pick?
1.
0.
That's going to be my second guess.
None. Here's where they were drafted, the rounds. 5th, 1st, but that was 27 overall. That would be DeAndre Hopkins. 2nd, 6th, 3rd, 2nd, 3rd, and 3rd. Your best pass catchers in the NFL came from the 5th round, end of the 1st round, 2nd, 6th, 3rd, 2nd, 3rd, and 3rd. They don't come from a top 5 pick. They don't come from a top 12 pick. Like, production across the NFL doesn't have to come from a pick this high. I'm out. I don't want a wide receiver, and I think the Eagles shouldn't take one. What do you think?
I mean, you're preaching to the choir, Joe. I've been saying for about 2 months now, any idea that the Eagles would use it, and not just a top 6 pick when they're picking at 6, but now a top 12 pick on any sort of offensive weapon, it is lunacy. It's asinine. It's crazy to think that this franchise would do that. And I know we're coming off a week where we pretty much buried Howie Roseman and Jeff Lurie for being incompetent fools, but they have pretty steadfast beliefs,
yep.
right? And they've had a lot of success in their career. And one of them is they don't overvalue those positions, right? Like, they've spent first-round picks on wide receivers, right? They've spent a first-round pick on Nelson Aguilar. They spent a first-round pick on Jalen Reagor last year. They spent a first-round pick on Jeremy Maclin. The highest one of all of those guys was 20, right? Like, they don't spend a top 10, top 15 pick on wide receiver. And quite honestly, as we look forward, I'm starting to think that they're going to go defensive line. I'm starting to think Kwity Paye is almost a lock right now to be picked number 12 overall.
Kwity Paye, defensive lineman, and I'd be fine with it because it's a premium position. If it's Rashawn Slater, offensive lineman, go buy his jersey. It's not cool, but he can block.
What about Elijah Vera Tucker?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm out on him. But the bottom line is offensive line, defensive line. I will even take corner because I think the corners at that spot are star players. I'm not sold on these receivers from Alabama. I mean, last year, remember all the talk about Jerry Jeudy and Henry Ruggs? They didn't do much as rookies. Like, they didn't blow me away in the NFL. Now, they're young. We'll see. But they didn't blow me away, just like Jalen Reagor didn't blow me away. 215-592-9494. We do this all the time. We are drunk on Eagles need wide receiver, banging the table. You got to get Devonta Smith. You got to get Jalen Waddle. No, you don't. The Eagles need to build a football team. They need to build a team that is good and solid across the board, not just continue to pour, you know, pick after pick, resource after resource in a wide receiver. I don't want the Eagles to take a wide receiver number 12. I think it'd be a mistake. 215-592-9494. Agree, disagree. I don't want a receiver at number 12. Do you? Alex is in Doylestown tonight. Alex, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, Alex. What's up?
So, I agree with you in the way that you say that teams that draft wide receivers this high don't necessarily see major success as a team. My problem with your take, though, is I'm not a big draft guy whatsoever. And I say this knowing, yes, you can grab a generational talent from the draft, but the chances of that and the probability of you getting, let's say you have seven picks and 249 out of 249 picks, you're getting a generational talent every single one of those picks? No. Sean McVay, who's built one of the best rosters year in and year out through the NFL, has done it through free agency. When we won a Super Bowl in Philadelphia, half the team wasn't drafted here, and that included the starting quarterback. And I say that knowing Carson Wentz did play a big part in that season, not taking anything away from him in 2017. But, I mean, I think the draft as, okay, you see a guy that's maybe a generational talent or a solid pick ready to go and play in the NFL, and you fill a roster spot that's a need with that guy. But I feel like, you know, contract-wise, you can't really do much when you have the rookie contract rules surrounding the rookie contracts compared to free agency. I mean, we just got Anthony Harris on a $4 million one-year deal, which was an absolute steal.
Right, I hear you about all that. But so do you want a receiver or not?
No, I don't want a receiver.
So what do you want?
I'll tell you what I want. I want a linebacker.
Yeah, well, Alex, as much as I think they could use one, but that's not going to happen. Like, this franchise doesn't take a linebacker in the first round since Jerry Robinson before you or I were born.
Oh, I know. I'm 21, and I can tell you. I mean,
yeah, it's just that's not what they do. It's not their MO. And Alex, I appreciate it. So Alex wants a linebacker. I think the only way this town will not be upset on draft night if they don't take a receiver is linebacker. We'll get a bunch of linebacker calls, Chuck Vigneric calls, Jerry Robinson's name will come up 100 times. They're not taking a linebacker.
There's certainly a section of the fan base that would be reawakened by a linebacker pick.
Yes, everyone would just be like stir crazy. I got a linebacker finally. They're not going to take one. I also don't believe they should take a wide receiver. 215-592-9494. Wide receiver is a luxury position. It is one, and let me throw this in there too, because I think the NFL has changed so much so rapidly, and I don't know if we as fans have caught up. Have you noticed, like, just kind of take yourself back, have you noticed the last 3, 4, 5 years, every time we have these draft conversations, every year, and you watch NFL Network, you watch Good Morning Football, you listen to WIP, you read whatever you read, you ever notice every year for like 5 years now, it's like, man, this is one of the deepest wide receiver classes of all time. Well, eventually that means there's a lot of good receivers and only so many spots in the NFL. I believe wide receiver is becoming like what running back used to be. Where, yes, you know, every once in a while there's an Emmitt Smith. Every once in a while there's an Adrian Peterson. Every once in a while there's an Edgerrin James, right? There's these great running backs that teams might take highly because they're just better than their peers. But for the most part, throughout NFL history, the running back position has been, you can get a really good running back throughout all rounds of the draft if you could scout and find him well, and you could put him in the right system. I think that's receiver now. All the best athletes don't play running back the way they used to. They play quarterback or wide receiver. And there's just so many. Every college throws the ball. It's all a bunch of 7-on-7. Throw the football. So every year we're going to have this, where every year there's good receivers in the second, third, and fourth round that could come in and start. Now, it's on Howie to find these guys. But every year, like, there's a Terry McLaurin in the draft. Who's the kid in A.J. Brown in Tennessee, second-round pick? DK Metcalf was second-round pick. So they're there. And I think they're going to be there this year, too. So if the Eagles don't take one at 12, it doesn't mean they have to ignore the position. Whether it's Rashad Bateman or the Marshall kid at LSU, like, they could get a receiver at 37, but get a position that matters more and there's less really good ones of at 12, like defensive end, Quiddy Pay, or offensive lineman, Rashawn Slater, or corner, J.C. Horn, Patrick Surtain. Like, those guys, you're not going to find guys that are similar caliber second, third round. I think in the NFL draft now, you can. You can find wide receivers throughout the entire thing. I'm out on a wide receiver at 12. 215-592-9494. Wayne is in Ocean City. What's up, Wayne?
Great show. I haven't talked to you in a while, but there's only one player I want in this draft.
Who's that?
Only one. And people say the only three corners better than him in the last 50 years are Woodson, Sanders, and Lott, and it's Patrick Surtain.
You think he's that good?
You know what? You know, before they made the playoffs, the last four games, not one ball was thrown to his side of the field. And when they interviewed Kelly at halftime when they played Notre Dame, and he said, well, you know, it's only so much you can do because you can't throw to the right side of the field. It's a pick six with Surtain out there. When these coaches were saying that, they were afraid to throw to his side of the field, I do.
Yeah, Wayne, the way you're describing him and the way, obviously, what you heard him described as, it reminds me of when Darrell Revis was in his prime with the Jets. I mean, that's the way they would talk about him. Like, you could not throw to that side of the field.
And you look when Andy Reid got good. In 2002, he drafted two quarterbacks and a safety in Michael Lewis, Sheldon Brown, and Lito Shepard. And all three became Pro Bowls. And they won with defense as much as offense. And that still wins. Especially now, you need a backfield that can cover. You draft a wide receiver, the defense will still give up 40 points. You need a cornerback that can cover for this team.
Yeah, you do.
You really do.
Wayne, you do, man. I appreciate the phone call. That's part's true about the NFL now. Like, you got to be able to cover. I mean, pass rush is great, but teams throw the ball so quickly now, they get out of their hands that, you know, pass rush is more about disrupting the quarterback than actually sacking the quarterback. It's about disrupting him, and hopefully the secondary can hold and make a tackle or make a play on the ball. But, I mean, think about the games last year at the end. You know why the Eagles couldn't find their way out of the mess they were in and actually, you know, somehow squeak in the playoffs? It wasn't so much the offense was so bad. I know they had issues in the second half of games, but they moved the ball, you know, in December with Hurts against the Saints and against the Cardinals and against the Cowboys. Moving the football was not the problem. Even though they didn't have star receivers, they moved the ball. I mean, I wonder how many yards per game they averaged in those three games. Saints, Cowboys, and Cardinals, they had to have over 400 yards on average. I mean, they were moving the football all game in those games. The reason they lost the two was they couldn't cover anybody. They had injuries. Darius Slay went out for the Cardinals game. Who was the corner that came in? Was it Michael Jaquette? Was that his name? Jaquette?
Michael Jaquette.
Yeah, he couldn't play much.
Yeah, those three games, they had 413, 422, 477.
Yeah, I mean, then moving the football wasn't the problem. It was turnovers. It was efficiency at times. And then in the second half, they struggled to continue offense. But they moved the football, and that was with receivers that everyone thinks stinks. So, like, they could move the football last year when Jalen Hurts came in. Even with a below-average wide receiving core, they couldn't stop anybody. 215, and they couldn't block. 215-592-9494. I don't want a wide receiver at number 12. I think the Eagles are making a mistake taking either of the Alabama kids. And I'm not so much like, I think Devonta Smith stinks. I think Jalen Waddle stinks. I think they're going to be good players. But guess what? there's good wide receivers every year throughout the draft. They're always there. They're always there. First round, second round, third round. I bet if you look right now, pick an expert, McShay, Daniel Jeremiah. I bet if you look at their top 50 lists, because they put up their top 50 or 100 lists, you know, you could search whatever. Or search someone's big board, their top 100. I would almost guarantee you'd see a crazy amount of wide receivers on all those lists. You know, I don't know, maybe 7 of the top 50 or 12 of the top 100. A big number would be wide receivers, which tells me it's a deep class. It's like it was a deep class last year and the year before. Newsflash, it's going to be a deep class next year because that's where all the athletes go. It is the glamour position in the NFL. So spending back-to-back first-round picks on wide receivers when none of them are going to be superstars, I think it's silly. Jalen Reagor was not going to be a superstar from the moment they drafted him. And I don't believe Devonta Smith or Jalen Waddle will be superstars. I'm not even sold Ja'Marr Chase will be either, but at least he will probably has the best chance to be. So I'm not using first-round picks on non-superstar wide receivers when the classes are this deep. I'm not using another premium pick on wide receiver. And how about giving a new coaching staff, Sirianni, and this new offensive staff and Hurts for a full year, how about giving them a chance to see if maybe there's more at wide receiver here than we think? Maybe Reagor breaks out a little bit. Maybe Watkins could play. Maybe Fulgham's more of what we saw in, October than we saw in December. 215-592-9494. I don't want the Philadelphia Eagles to select a wide receiver at number 12. I think it'd be a mistake, and I think they should focus on defense, corner, pass rush, even offensive line. I'm out on taking a receiver at 12. How about you? 215-592-9494. That's how you join the show right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.